This is Here and Now with more unclassified documents. The FBI searched the president's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and said it did not find any additional ones. Here is Ian Sams, White House lawyer and advisor.
The president's been fully cooperative, and he's directed his team to be fully cooperative. And that's because he believes in the independence of the Justice Department. He believes in giving them the space to conduct a thorough review and to conduct that review efficiently. That's why he's moving quickly.
Let's step back and talk about secret documents, how the government deals with them, and how many of them should be classified. Timothy Neftali is former director of the Nixon Presidential Library. He's a presidential historian at New York University. Timothy, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be with you.
The White House says the president is cooperating fully with authorities on these documents. We heard the White House lawyers speaking there. But the fact is, it did not tell us, the public, that it found classified documents for many weeks until after, for many weeks after it did find them. What is your assessment of how the Biden team is handling this?
Well, I have two observations to make. The first observation is that the Biden team mishandled this. The second observation is that this is shouldn't be a crisis that is in any way an analogy to the Trump matter. That the Biden problem is like former Vice President Pence's problem. And it's a problem we can talk about how this arises, but the manner in which this White House managed it, they put it on a much higher plane than it should be. And so we're talking about an issue that is an administrative mistake made in 2017. But the way we're talking about it, it's as if it were a crisis from 2022, 2023. And that, I think, is the fault of the Biden administration's management of this problem.
Do you think the Biden administration has kind of squared with the public that it made timely announcements to us about what was happening?
Well, that's the interesting question, Scott, which is a timely announcement. What's so striking is that they didn't find all these errant documents at once. And that's where the major mistake is, to my mind. When the Mar-a-Lago search occurred regarding Trump's papers, that should have been a trigger for the president's team to think, you know, is it possible that in 2017 we scooped up as part of the collection of Vice President Biden's private papers some classified material? You know, let's just take a look. That would have been the smart way to deal with this and to look at all of the residences rather than this drip, drip, drip. That's point one. Point two, we don't yet know for sure when the Biden team actually discovered that they had materials in Vice President Biden, then Vice President Biden's office at the University of Pennsylvania. But it certainly was before this information leaked to the public. And that was a second mistake. They could have taken care of this matter, explained it, and moved on, but they didn't.
You draw a distinction between what's happening with President Biden and former President Trump. There are many distinctions. What sticks out to you?
Well, I couple my comments about former Vice President Biden with Pence to make it clear to your listeners that this is not a partisan matter. There's a big difference here. The National Archives does not have the staff or the funding or the legislative authority to go through the boxes that a president or a vice president says at the end of the administration belongs to me. And that's what happens. These presidents and vice presidents say, that's my stuff. And under the Presidential Records Act, the president or the vice president has the right to take things that are private home. The most famous example of that is a diary. If a vice president or a president maintains a diary, they're allowed to keep it. Under our laws, it's considered a private document. So there are things, and then anything to do with, you know, letters to a spouse, letters from children or grandchildren, private financial documents, unless they're subpoenaed. All that belongs to the president or vice president. And at the end of the administration, which is usually a rush, those are put in boxes. But that's managed by the White House team or the vice president's team. It's not managed by the National Archives. National Archives supervises the move, but when it comes to putting things in boxes, National Archives often doesn't do it. They don't have the staff to do this. And they also don't have, they don't really have the authority to go and say, are you sure that everything in that box belongs to you? So this material goes out. And in the case of Vice President Pence and Vice President Biden, then Vice President, stuff got interfiled in the boxes and went to their residences. And by the way, one of the things I think the public ought to know, and I think would help us understand this whole matter, is how many boxes are we talking about? If we were talking about two or three boxes, I think a lot of people would say, how come they didn't catch it? But my hunch is we're talking about hundreds, or at least 100 boxes. I think then the public would say, oh, I get it. That's a lot of stuff. So that's number one. Number two, with President Trump, it wasn't inadvertent. We know from testimony from Pat Cipollone, who was President Trump's lawyer, and from the National Archives, that President Trump was told before January 20th, 2017, that there were boxes, I believe a dozen at least, in the residence of the White House with materials that were public documents and needed to stay. He was told. So these were records that this wasn't inadvertent. This wasn't interfiled. This wasn't part of 100 boxes he never saw. These were boxes that he kept, of materials he kept. And when he left office, there isn't a registry of classified material. There's so much classified material. There isn't an index of all of it. So the National Archives can't sort of check off things as you would when you move and you have a list of boxes and, oh, I got that, I got that, I got that furniture. That doesn't exist. Yeah. But President Trump had taken with him documents that he had talked about publicly. He took with him letters from Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He took from him the famous letter that President Obama left in his desk when he left office in 2017.
I understand.
And so the National Archives looked and knew that they didn't have this. And that's what started the process that unspooled and led to the fact that President Trump had taken a lot of stuff with him.
And let me ask you to kind of step back to this. And once upon a time, presidents owned their own papers. But that changed during the Nixon White House. Just briefly, tell us the story of how that changed during the Nixon presidency.
Sure. Well, President Washington established the precedent that presidents own their materials. Anything that came, there wasn't a White House then, but anything that came to the president's office belonged to the president, and he could do with it what he wished. There wasn't a classification issue in that era, in the 18th century. this is the reason, by the way, that the presidential documents from the 19th century are all over the place. I mean, most of them are at the Library of Congress, but not all of them. And many were destroyed because the families could destroy them.
Okay. We got about
and
a
the
minute.
Presidents themselves.
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. So anyway, thanks to Richard Nixon and thanks to Watergate, Congress changed the rules for Richard Nixon and then decided to change the rules for all presidents. And now, starting with the Reagan presidency, all materials that come into the White House or are generated by the White House staff or the president are considered public materials. That's a huge change, and that's why the American people have the right to know what happens to these materials and they have a right to see that they're protected.
Right. I understand. And just very briefly, do you think the enforcement is working well? Are these kind of norms that people follow well, or are we seeing not so much?
No, I think we have to tighten the enforcement. I think Congress needs to amend the Presidential Records Act. I think that administrations have to start preparing for a transition, even in their first term.
Okay.
And I think the National Archives has to have actual responsibility. Right now, the National Archives only has consultative power. Mm. It should actually have actual power, supervisory power over these materials.
That's Timothy Neftali, presidential historian at New York University. Thanks.